with the ball, top of the circle, gets a screen, passes to his left. To Rogers. Rogers. And the Bears throw it away.
Just not a good start.
Not a good start to the second half as the Bears just throw it away. Cashville on the drive, puts up the shot, good.
There's the penetration we talked about again.
Right. That was Leach, I believe, with the shot. Makes it 30-21, Bears down by 9. Bears pick up the dribble. They have a whistle.
Number two. Number two, his third, if it is. Baker.
Baker picks up the third personal foul. First of the half for Cassville. Bears inbound baseline underneath the basket. Do so out front to Frigga. The shot from the corner is no good. Foul called on the shot, I believe.
They fouled Colby taking the three.
That will put James at the line shooting three.
And Littlefield got his third foul.
Wow. So two quick fouls put Cassville a little bit of foul trouble. First shot by Colby is good. He'll get a second. Cassville with that 9-point lead they had. That was the biggest lead they had had tonight. Bears trying to eat into it here a little bit. Colby at the line shooting free throws, and he's practiced that many, many times.
Exactly. Let's just let him stay there and shoot free throws the rest of the night the way that's going.
Yeah.
We jinxed him.
He missed the third one. Cassville with the rebound. They bring it down the floor. Leach with the ball. Puts it on the floor.
Bears trying a little half-court trap here.
Get a little action inside. The shot is up and good by Littlefield, I believe.
Yep.
32-23, back to a 9-point advantage for Cassville. James' outside shot is no good. Rebound Cassville. Shoot yourself out of this one pretty quick. Cassville the other way. Cook with the ball to Baker. Cooking Baker, running it back and forth to Dunbar. Back to Baker, who dribbles top of the circle and goes right side this time. Hands the ball off. They try to get it inside. Trying to get in that penetration mood, and they do. They put it up, no good. Rebound. Bears get it. The foul going to be called.
Yep.
That might be four on Littlefield.
Colby James with the rebound. They called it on. Actually, it's on Leach, and that's his third. Three of them.
Okay, so he's got
three fouls.
And they've got three fouls here in the half already. James down the floor. Outside to Jace Rogers. Off the mark. No good. And the ball is rebounded by Cassville.
The Bears are playing man-to-man, by the way. Playing the zone.
They have switched out of that. Inside shot is blocked, but Cassville got the rebound. Put it up and in. Dunbar with the basket. And it's double-digit lead for Cassville. Bears with Frigga going inside, throws the ball away. Another turnover on the Bears. Cassville down the floor, but up and in. Cook with the basket, 5:43 left to go in the third quarter. It's all Cassville here in the third quarter. They lead the Bears 36-23. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. It is, Harlan.
Oh, double H.
Welcome back to Stratford with the Bears taking a timeout, getting outscored here early in the third quarter by Cassville. And needing to settle things down, Coach Forrest calls another timeout. Bears down by 13 now, 36-23, as Cassville's opened it up. Bears switch to a man-to-man defense that hasn't seemed to work very well, Brent.
Well, they've got it to the rim against our man-to-man and scored, and then I think at the other end, we're getting one shot, and that's it. We're not really doing a very good job on the boards at the offensive end.
Rogers brings the ball down floor for the Bears. Gets it back to James. James lost the handle on it.
But
may have got fouled.
That's Leach. Fourth.
Ooh. Leach picks up his fourth foul for Cassville, so he'll have to go to the bench for a while. 14th foul already on Cassville.
But the guy that's got 15 points has no fouls.
Okay. Well, just can't win,
yeah.
Can you? Bears go inside with Kohler. Kohler puts it up. And no good. And like you said, one and done.
But we got after the rebound a little bit better there. Will Banks and Trigger were both going after that, and the Bears get the ball back underneath their own basket.
Castile lost it out of bounds, so it'll be Bear ball. Bears inbound out front. James. James backs up for three off the front of the rim. No good. Bears Kohler with the rebound. Kohler goes inside. He is in the lane, puts up the shot, and gets fouled. Five-12 left to go in the third quarter.
That's four on Littlefield.
Wow.
20.
So they've got two players with four fouls, Leach and Littlefield. Looks like Stokes is going to come in for Littlefield. Two shots for Kohler. He puts the first one off the front of the rim. No good.
Shooting a little flat.
Yeah.
Get it up a little bit more.
A little more arch on it. Littlefield comes out of the game. Second shot is up and good. Makes one of two. 12-point advantage for Cassville. They've got the ball. See if the Bears can make a stop. They've had a hard time defensively making a stop.
Bears in their half-court trap. Yeah. Gives up a layup.
Dunbar inside. The Bears are going for the ball, and they got it. They got it down inside to Dunbar. He had an easy basket, 38-24. Bears with the shot. No good. Rebound. Cassville. Cassville brings it back the other way. Hernandez in the ball game now. Outside Dunbar. Good. That he's from about, what, 18 foot out?
Yeah, they're not missing anything.
Mm-mm. 40-24 now. Cassville with a big lead. Kohler out front goes over to James. Shoots, misses everything. Yeah. Air ball.
Nobody on the board yet.
Nobody in there to get a rebound. Cassville the other way. Cassville. Hernandez with the ball beyond the perimeter. Moving the ball around. Dunbar with it out front. To Stokes down low. Back out front to Baker. To Hernandez to Dunbar, top of the circle. Inside they go. The shot is up and good. Working it good now, aren't they?
They are. Dunbar, who we talked, he's got 8 points this quarter. But
wow.
Big guy inside.
42-24, almost a 20-point lead for the Cassville Wildcats. Whistle blowed.
A shoe off.
Somebody lost a shoe?
Mm-hmm.
3:46 left to go in the quarter. Not been a good one for the Bears.
No, it hasn't. What, 14-3, I think, this quarter.
Wow. Jace Rogers with the ball. Out front to Frigga. Frigga to Rogers. To James. James going to take a three. Got it. Slowed down the barrage a little bit.
Yeah, maybe that. Stop bleeding some. Got a good trap on it.
Got a trap on the...
Timeout
is called. Bears went to a trap on the ball and got a timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, but good job by Coach Forrest. You got to start switching things up a little bit when you're down like this.
Yeah,
maybe throw a little full court press in every once in a while. Now he's half court trapped him. I'd look for him to come out.
Got to show some different looks.
Right. You got. I mean, when it's like this, you've got to change something. Whether you may get blown out changing it, but you know you're not gonna.
You're not gonna. It's not working what you're doing now.
Yeah. You know, if it ain't working, change it.
Right.
Well, is that old saying, as long as you keep on doing what you're doing, you're gonna keep on getting what you get.
That's right.
So,
you're gonna get the same result. 3:19 left to go in the quarter, 42-27. Cassville with the lead, and they've got the ball. They inbound in the forecourt. They go backcourt to inbound it to Baker. Bears are putting a little more pressure on the ball. James is hanging right with Baker.
We're
going to get James with a foul.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Forrest was too pleased with that, and I don't blame him. Looked like good pressure defense
it
there.
It did. First foul on the Bears this half. First foul on James. So Cassville will inbound again. You know, the Stokes, who's open underneath, puts up a short shot. Good. About a six-footer out there.
They're just in that mode. They just not missing right now.
44-27. Bounce pass inside. Kohler puts up the shot. Off balance. No good. Rebound, Cassville. They hurry it down the floor. Put it on the floor and try to go inside. And going to get another foul called against the Bears.
Probably on Jace Rogers. Is he?
I would guess that.
Penetrated.
Be his third personal foul. Second foul on the half for the Bears. Cassville will inbound underneath the basket. Inbound it right to Dunbar. Easy basket. 46-27. Bears down by 19. James with shot. Good.
Over the big guy, too, Michael.
It was. It was. Penetrated and shot a little teardrop shot and went down.
Now Bears full court.
Bears make a steal. James the other way. Puts it up. In and out.
Oh.
No good. Had a reach over the back rebound.
Like, yeah, looked like Kohler had position.
Does. Cassville back the other way. Dunbar. Cassville's used their size to their advantage tonight, that's for sure. There's a foul on Kohler out front.
And, you know, the first half they didn't, Larry. I mean,
right.
You couldn't tell the height difference made any difference at all in the first half, but this third quarter it has.
It has made a big difference. Cassville inbounds on the side. Dunbar with it.
Bears half court trap.
Bears are going to try to trap. Get it in the corner and out of bounds. Another foul.
Frigga,
his third, I think. Fourth team foul on the Bears. Third on Frigga.
Well, you're hoping to. You know, you've got to get after them a little bit. You know, hope they're not going to call touchy fouls whenever you're trying to be aggressive on defense.
Right. They try to inbound it. The ball is loose. Still on the floor. Loose. Picked up by Cassville Dunbar. Hernandez takes it out top of the key. Hernandez gets it into Baker. Or Cook, rather. Now Baker with the ball, top of the key. Baker goes inside to Dunbar. Just a little soft shot. No good, but rebound right there with Stokes, and he put it back.
Right.
Offensive board.
I finally missed a shot. We didn't block out.
Whistle. The other end.
Toler, I think, got a illegal screen.
So that's 15 foul on the Bears. Team fouls are even up for the half at 5 apiece. Cassville will get the ball back with a minute 29 left to go in the third quarter and a chance to make it a 20-point advantage.
Stewart in for Kohler. Bears
ball
back to the
loose.
Trap. Turnover.
Turnover by the Bears, created by the Bears. Frigg all the way, puts it up.
No.
Missed the shot. Nice attempt to save by James, but it goes off the Bears. So just nothing happening right for the Bears right now.
No, not like ever play goes against the Bears right now the way the momentum is. Bears still in the half-court trap, though.
Baker brings it down, crosses the timeline, sets it up, gets trapped, goes to Smith. Smith on the baseline to Dunbar, back out on top, Hernandez. Good.
Golly,
we're not missing anything.
I wish we had a shot chart to know what they were shooting this third quarter.
Yeah, they're hot. 51-29 is the score. Bears on the baseline. Put up the shot from Braxton Wilbanks.
There's
no good. Offensive boards, but
good job by Frigga getting the rebound. He's got a shot blocked.
But
good
block
on the board.
Block shot by Cassville, and they bring it back the other way. Hernandez to Smith to Dunbar. Work around the perimeter. Baker now outside.
Sure.
Steal by James. James goes the other way, puts it up.
Oh.
No good. Boy, we're just on the opposite side of the hot streak. We're cold as the weather.
Well, we might get an and one there. Rolled around and came out. I think that's the fourth foul on Baker, by the way.
It is. So they've got several players with four fouls. Shot by James from the free throw line is good. Two players in for Cassville. Rhodes. And we missed the other one.
Well, I was just looking on the two guys that have 15 points apiece for them. Neither one of them have a foul, so there you go.
Final 30 seconds of the quarter. Cassville with the ball, leading by 20. Cassville Smith with the ball. Gets it out to Hernandez.
Yeah.
He gets fouled by James.
Going for the steal. But we did right in time.
16 foul on the Bears, so the they give everybody 16 fouls. Okay. So 16 seconds left in the quarter, 20-point margin. Cassville with the ball, inbound play goes to Smith. Smith brings it down, gets trapped. Tried to get a jump ball, Rogers did. Wouldn't get it. Nobody would call it. Cassville moving it around. Baker puts up a desperation shot at the buzzer. No good. But at the end of three, it's all Cassville. They lead the Bears 51-31. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Fourth quarter about to get underway here at Strafford. Opening round in the last opening round game with the Little Springs Bears trailing Strafford Indians by 20, 51-31, and Strafford has the ball to start the fourth quarter. Got some couple of new players in there for Strafford to start the quarter. One of them being Rhodes.
Yep. Cosmo, by the way, is his first name.
Cosmo, all right. To get it to Cosmo down low. No. Oh, saved by Cassville on the rebound. Smith in there. Bears trying to work a little man-to-man magic here. Smith with it in the backcourt. There's a steal by James. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Cassville. Another turnover on Cassville. Kohler shoots it down court. Ball is picked up in the corner and thrown away. Another saved by Cassville. They go up underneath. Smith puts up the shot. It's good. So despite the turnovers, Brent can't get the ball to fall.
Well, we missed that layup.
James back the other way, off balance. But the Bears get the rebound. Kohler puts it up. No good. Gets it back again. And
good hustle by Kohler. I bet we need a little more of that. He got the rebound and just they knocked it out of bounds, but he was on the boards there. Like that hustle there.
Yeah, good hustle. Good hustle, just can't get the ball to go down. Bears will inbound underneath their basket. Inbound to Kohler. Out to Stewart, who's in there for the Bears. Bears working around the arc. Stewart with it out on top. Drives in, passes back to Kohler. Kohler going to take it inside, puts up the shot.
Yep.
Travels.
Yeah, and, the street.
And that shot went down.
That's the way it's going to be.
That's the luck of the night, I think, for the Bears.
Bears going full court now.
Cassville to inbound. Inbound to Rhodes. They try to go underneath. Bears almost got a steal. Not quite. A block shot out of bounds by Kohler. Bears still playing. Playing hard.
Yeah, I don't think it's an effort thing, Larry, except, you know, on the boards maybe a little bit. I thought we could be a little more aggressive, but no, it's not an effort. It's just the ball's not going down.
Not allowing us to stay in the ballgame. 6:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. Officials worried about uniform down there. I don't know. Something. Anyway, Cassville inbounds. Nowhere to go with the ball. They flip it back out as they tried to go underneath. Again, inside. Ball is loose. Picked up by the Bear. James down the floor. In the corner. Up. Rogers with a shot. No good. Rebound Bears. Frigga underneath. Put it up. No good. Rebound Cassville. Down the floor the other way. Ball on the floor.
Colby James on the floor after it.
Yeah. Good hustle by the Bears, just the results haven't been there. Cassville trying to get it inside, and again, another Bear steal. Kohler with the steal. James lost his balance, but regains control of the ball. Rogers inside is travel.
Yeah.
I thought surely they'd call a foul there, but they're not wanting to call a foul because they'd put the that'd be the bonus every time, you know. So let's get this game over with.
That's our ninth turnover, Larry. They've got 15, and we only have 9.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take the time in. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, Kohler, yeah.
Okay. We're back. 53-31. Cassville with a big lead on the Bears here in the fourth quarter in the opening round of the Strap tournament. Talking a little bit off air with Brent about the mismatches, Brent. It is a bit of a mismatch with Cassville having the kids with the size, and we don't have that inside game.
Right, and as we talked, they didn't attack us that way in the first half and then the third quarter. And I don't know, it wasn't some, their big guys did, they scored some, but they got to the rim on us too with their guards.
Right.
But yeah, the size has made a difference. But the Bears are getting after still full court now, man to man.
Full court pressure by the Bears. Cassville's had a lot of substitutions here in the second half. Still got some of their top players out there, but they have subbed a lot. Cassville moving the ball around the perimeter. And we have a travel on number 30 of Cassville. That's Hadlow. So most of their starters are on the bench. Bears should be able to make a little run here. Close out the game. We'll see. James handling the ball outside. Puts up the shot. It's just short.
Yep. Well, off balance by Colby.
Off the front of the rim. Smith back the other way for Cassville. Ball is loose again.
James.
Picked up by James. Puts up the shot. Good. Made that one. 53-32. Cassville bringing the ball back quickly the other way. Smith handling it out front to Hadlow to try to get it in the lane, and a foul is going to be called on Stewart, I think. That'll send somebody to the line.
Well, Larry, I had this. This makes no difference now. But I have us with 33 points. We had 31 going into the. And James made that layup, so it should be 33.
Okay.
So if it gets down to 1 point, let's make sure we let them know.
All right, yeah. Yeah. Missed free throws on the other end, and the Bears get the rebound. James gets tripped up, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot some free throws. Yeah, that was 53-31, wasn't it?
Yep. We had 31 at the end of the third quarter.
So they only gave us 1 point there for our layup. Foul was on
point.
Galtney.
Yeah.
For Cassville. James at the line shooting the free throw. Makes the first one. You'll get a second. 4:21 left to go in the game. Looks like the Bears probably will be playing on Thursday night. Or Friday night. If they lose, they play on Friday night. Okay, that's Friday night, probably, yeah. Second shot good. We'll go with what's on the scoreboard, but we know that's probably not right.
We got a 5 second call. That's good hard work by the Bears. Full court. And Castro's going to sub there.
Here comes the starters back in the game for the Wildcats with 4:20 left in the game.
Is that a moral victory when you make them put the starters back in?
I guess. They're making a lot of mistakes, but the Bears aren't capitalizing on it. James inbounds to Frigga. To Rogers. Rogers back to James. James going to fire away. He got a three from outside. 53-37 or 8. And a whistle blows as Cassville tried to get the ball down the floor, and we get a foul there, so going to put Cassville at the line. Cook will be at the line.
Jace Rogers, fourth foul.
Stewart goes out. Wilbanks comes in for the Bears. Wilbanks hasn't played a lot of minutes, seems like. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Kohler. Bear ball.
I think they fouled this. Littlefield was on his back for his fifth foul.
That's it. For Littlefield, he'll be out of the game.
Frigga will get to shoot some free throws.
That's the eighth team foul on the Wildcats. Littlefield fouls out. Frigga will go to the line. Shot is up. No good. Tipped up and rebound by the Bears. In the corner, there's
got
the
rebound.
Bears working around the perimeter. Rogers out front. Rogers to James. James lost it off his ankle. Gets it back. Goes to Rogers. Rogers with a three. Good. Rogers makes it 53-40 according to the scoreboard. And it's a 13-point game. Bears, Cassville breaks the press this time.
Bears are in a trap. Trapping them, getting after them.
Yep. Baker lost it out of, lost the ball, but got fouled, I believe.
Colby James fouled him, I think.
So that'll put Baker on the line, shooting the one and bonus still. That is the ninth team foul on the Bears. 3:30 left in game. Joined by Brent Colley tonight in the opening round game. Brent, always nice to have the old ball coach with us.
Somebody who can keep turnovers.
Yeah. That's my favorite stat.
Well, your favorite stat, we should be winning.
Second free throw is good as well. Our shots haven't been going down.
Right. It messes everything up.
Yeah, it does. 55-41 now. Bears bring it back the other way. Outside three ball is no good. Rebound by Cassville. Bears still fighting back there in the backcourt trying to get some ball pressure, and Rogers may have fouled out.
Maybe did.
That's the 10th team foul on the Bears, so going to the line will be Cassville, and they'll shoot two. From now on, on a foul, Cook will be at the line shooting two. Shot is up and good by Cook. So, Brent, did you watch the Sparta-Buffalo game?
I just saw the end of it.
Okay.
I just heard that Sparta's supposed to be pretty good.
Second shot is up and good as well. So,
I was watching our JV plays recently. JV's in the other old gym here.
And I was loping along coming up here thinking I had all the time in the world. Got here and they had 7 minutes before tip-off. Bears with the ball on the other end. Shot is up and no good by Kohler. You can't blame him for trying, can you? He got hammered on that play, so he'll go to the line. That's Dunbar's first foul.
6-7.
Kohler will be at the line. He's been making one out of two.
Yep.
Missing that first one, as he did there. Second shot is up and missed that one as well. Castile gets the rebound. They bring it down the floor. Bears trapping. Get a foul there by Kohler. Good foul. If you're going to make a foul, you might as well make it count.
Yeah, and actually, if he would have had a little different angle, oh, no, they're calling that an intentional foul. I didn't see that. I thought it was just a soft pass, and he, instead of cutting in front of the guy, he was behind him going for it. I don't know how they got that as intentional.
I think that's just not a very, very good call there on Kohler. I don't think that was intentional. But Cook will be at the line shooting, too. Man, he misses the first one.
Well, they saw something we didn't.
With
Coach Forrest.
Yeah. Second shot by Cook is up and no good. But Cassville will get the ball. Right?
Yes.
On an intentional foul. 2:49 left to go in this one. Looks like the Bears will be playing Buffalo on Friday night.
Second game?
Second game. Shot up by Cassville, no good. Bears fight for the rebound between two of them. It'll be the early game on Friday night.
Okay.
5:30. I'll be sure to be here on time for that one. Bears at the other end move the ball around the perimeter, fake the outside shot, lose the ball, and Cassville other way for an easy 2 points, makes it 59-41. Stewart the other way. Aiden Stewart handling the ball. Bowler out beyond the arc. Bowler gives it to James. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Wildcats.
Still playing their main players here.
They are. Hernandez comes in for Leach. Only one player is fouled out this game. Two players, one for each team. Bears get the ball inbounded. James open for three, off the mark. Rebound, Cassville. And they fast break it down the other way and get the easy basket with Dunbar, putting it back to a 20-point margin, 61-41.
First time we didn't really get back off the shot.
Yeah. James with a shot at the other end makes it. This is 61-43.
Bears are going to sub, call timeout. Let me get some other guys in.
Yeah, might as well. Well, a minute and a half left in the ball game as the Bears are clearing the bench. Cassville does the same thing. Coach Reynolds sending in his, I think he's had them check in anyway. As we have a timeout on the floor, it looks like the next action will be for the Bears on Friday night. They'll be playing, if you want to be here for that game, that's going to be at 5:30 on Friday night.
Against Buffalo, right?
Buffalo, yep.
Now that's Buffalo what, Bison?
I would right. think it would have to be.
Not the Buffalo Bills.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the Bison, isn't it?
I don't have to. I think that's right. We certainly don't want to have mascot drama.
No, we've got enough drama without mascot drama. Anyway, Cassville with the ball, bringing it down the floor with a minute and a half left in the game. Smith handling the ball out front, and they fake the shot. Now take it from outside. Rhodes takes it. No good. Rebound Cassville. Put it up. No good.
On the back.
Over the back. Not called. And ball goes in for Cassville. And Galtney gets the basket to go, makes it 63-43. Minute left in the game. Garrett Spence is in the ball game now. He throws the ball away. We'll come the other way. Foul on Garrett.
Well, he's in the scorebook.
He's on the board. Yes, he's on the book. Yep.
Well, I've been through the whole program. I can't find Buffalo, so I can't answer that question for sure. I'm just, yeah, it's Bison. That's correct.
Okay.
All right, I didn't want to have to look all that time to say I was wrong.
Yeah, the shot by Rhodes is up and no good. So it'll be the Buffalo Bison, that's Hadlow at the line, shooting for the Cassville Wildcats. Puts up the second shot. It is no good. Rebound Gibson for the Bears. Bears bring it down the floor. Ball goes out of bounds off. Bears, I guess. Okay, so Cassidy will get the ball back. Not been a good night for the Bears.
No.
Just haven't seen much great positive things to talk about.
Being up 8-0 wasn't told us what was going to happen.
No, but we were feeling good early on, but it didn't last. Cassville working the ball around the perimeter. 30 seconds left in the game. Miller been there working hard for the Bears. There's the ball tipped away, and the Bears are going to get it. Stewart's going to go for the layup, put it up, missed it. Now that's the night. In a capsule right there. Did he make it?
I think it went in.
Okay. All right. 3 seconds. That's it. Final score from Stratford. Cassville Wildcats 63, the Willow Springs Bears 45. We'll take a 2-minute time away, then we'll be back to recap. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.